It's the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet like a man, Bet Rivers. As well as Dude Wipes. Go to dudewipes.com, enter the promo code STINK15 for 15% off. Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome in to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Mark Schlereth alongside Mike Evans, Millennial Ben, producing the show. We got a great show for you today as we get ready for Week 5. It's going to be a great one. I continue to absolutely be dog garbage on my picks. And you know what? I've got to change that thanks to my friends. You know what? Here's the deal. Just go opposite of me. Right? Download the Bet Rivers app. Go to BetRivers.com. Check them out. They are the presenting sponsor of this great show. We know football. They know gambling and betting. Obviously, much better than I do. Take the opposite of whatever I tell you on this podcast, and you're going to be in what we like to call, you know, good company, so to speak. So that's Bet Rivers, BetRivers.com. Download the app. Also want to thank our other presenting sponsor, the great folks over at Dude Wipes. You can see my Dude Wipe hat right now. I do television in it all the time. And I tell you what, they'll take care of you. Dude Wipes is, I mean, not only like the Insta shower Dude Wipes, but...
used them last weekend, I did.
Yes, you did.
I went camping, and it was camping. So no, you know, showers or anything like that. And late in the day, did a quick little, you know, body wash using the Dude Wipes.
Did you end the Dude Wipe body wash with a little courtesy wipe?
Mark, come on now. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, there's nothing quite as refreshing.
Come on.
Nothing quite as refreshing.
You've taught me about the greatness of the courtesy wipe.
Right.
Come on now.
Exactly. So, hey, by the way, check them out, dudewipes.com, and enter the promo code STINK15, right? STINK15. How easy is that? You're going to get 15% off all your order, and... they've got all kinds of you wouldn't believe the number of products Dude Wipes has. So check them out at dudewipes.com. Promo code STINK15. Get 15% off. All right, buddy. Where are we starting?
All right, let's start with looking ahead at some of these games. And the one that I'm just salivating over, Kansas City and Buffalo. Do we see a changing of the guard among the AFC's elite?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think, listen, man.
Buying Buffalo yet?
No, I think Buffalo's really good.
I don't think they're ready to go into Arrowhead and win?
I don't know. I just wouldn't. Listen, last week, Buffalo, 40-0 over Houston. It was a great victory. They are a really, really good football team. And you know how you always have that kind of philosophy of, hey, let's limit Patrick Mahomes, you know, touches with the football. The average number of possessions that you get in an NFL game is about 12 to 13. So if you can, let's say, limit Kansas City to 8 possessions, you got a chance to win, right? How many possessions did they have last week? Do you know?
Who?
Kansas City.
I'd probably say in that 7 or 8 range.
In that eight.
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 And they scored.
They scored 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's right.
They had one interception. One of their possessions ended in an interception, and one of their possessions was a one-play kneel down. They scored 6 freaking touchdowns. 6 for 6 on touchdown drives, one interception, and then a kneel down. So really, they had 7 possessions, Mike. They scored 6 touchdowns. They are that dynamic on the offensive side of the ball that even if you do everything right, if you kick field goals, they beat you. That's how they are. And as much as I'd like to say I'm ready for the changing of the guard, because, you know, Kansas City, the last place team in the AFC West, I can't believe that they're going to continue to give up 30 points a game on the defensive side of the ball. I have to believe at some point they're going to get a couple of stops. I have to believe at some point they're going to be able to construct a pass rush. I have to believe at some point they're going to turn the opponent over, and Kansas City's offense is going to score. That's what they do. I believe that they have been this kind of quote unquote sleeping, you know, giant, we're good, we know we're good. Now all of a sudden they're going to get an opponent that this feels like the weekend where they say, oh, really? We're last place in the AFC West. Oh, really? We can't play defense. Oh, really? You know, there's just a gut feeling, which means, you know, Buffalo by 10. But
again, folks, like you said, do the opposite.
Yes. But there's just this gut feeling that I'm going to go with. So I'm going Kansas City.
All right. All right. Sounds good. You know from your time spent at ESPN how desperately they crave a good Dallas team. I've seen it this week. Is Dallas a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Are they for real?
Can Dallas win the Super Bowl?
Right.
You know they want it. They get the Giants this week. The Giants coming off a very impressive win at New Orleans. Is Dallas for real? Are the Giants starting to get their footing?
Dallas is for real. And that pains me a little bit to say that.
Yeah.
But they played a Carolina team that was undefeated, and they opened a can. They said, oh, you're going to play this collegiate 3-3-5? Oh, isn't that cute with extra safeties? And, oh, who's playing D-line? Who's the linebacker? Ooh, we don't know. Spooky, scary Halloween. We're just going to beat your ass. I mean, it just came down to like, we're coming off the ball, and we're beating your ass. That's what it was, Mike. That was a thunder punching of, you know, of biblical proportions. That was, you know, that was locust and flood stuff right there. I mean, that's what that was. And it was a beatdown of epic proportions. Oh, isn't that cute, that little defense you're playing? Ah, 3-3-5 college. Oh, you know, oh, the Big 12. Woohoo, right? They just got their ass pummeled. And Dak Prescott is playing so damn well right now. He has been great. But on the defensive side of the ball, Mike, Micah Parsons and his ability. Oh, you're an inside linebacker. Wait, we need you to go back to the outside linebacker and rush the passer. Okay, I can do that. And by the way, I can affect the quarterback and get sacks. And then this Tavon Diggs kid out of Alabama. You know, it's interesting because this kid's got 5 interceptions in 4 games. He has been a ball hawk. And it's interesting. I was just kind of doing a little, you know, study. I mean, I don't have Dallas, but I just kind of studying what they're doing, how, you know, and this kid, you know, grew up as an offensive player. And he played some offense when he first went to Alabama. And it shows in his game because when you've played a lot of offense, you really understand what offenses are trying to do to you. You understand the routes, the route combination, the timing of the quarterback, you know, based on his drop and all those things. And this kid is breaking on routes. This kid is disrupting routes. This kid has just been insanely good, Mike. So here you have an offense that they've got a quarterback playing great. They got an offensive group in the running game that can just absolutely thunder punch you. They went out and got a new defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn who connects with his players. He's getting the best of his players. They've got some adds from the standpoint of players that they've added to their defense. They're playing with great confidence, great continuity, and they are physically dominating football games. And you think about it, probably, for all intents and purposes, probably should have beat Tampa on that opening Thursday night game. Probably should be 4-0. But they're playing great football, man. Great football.
Chargers, we always like to joke. Chargers gonna charger.
Yes.
No matter what they're doing well, they'll find a way to blow it. Charger gonna charger. But man, they opened our eyes with the performance that they put forth on Monday night. Now they get Cleveland. Is there a more under-the-radar good football team in this league than Cleveland? If not for those Baker Mayfield commercials, which, by the way, continue to be brilliant. Have you seen the latest one for Halloween where he's giving out nacho chips and cheese?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
I love
them.
I love the one where he's got a garage sale going out front, and he's selling the first round pick, Jedrick Wills. He's selling his pads, right?
That's right.
And he's trying to get Jedrick to pay for him. He's like, these are my shoulder pads.
They're great. It's a brilliant, brilliant campaign, and he's great at it.
Yeah, it is great.
But what about Cleveland? They're solid. You know, they go on the road. They beat Minnesota like 14-7.
Right.
Who wins games 14-7 anymore? Right.
Yeah.
But are you buying them?
Oh yeah.
Cleveland.
Of course, yes. I mean, you think, again, very much like we just talked about Dallas, the way they're constructed, the way that team is built, man, they're physical. They play with a nastiness and an edge to them. They've got the personnel with, you know, outside the numbers and the tight ends. They've got the personnel on the offensive side of the ball to be really good, but they don't. They're like, they know who they are. They have an identity under Stefanski, right? They know exactly who they want to be, the way they want to go about winning. They want to win the battle of the trenches. They want to set up their play action game. And then when you've got Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, and you've got just the players that they have on the defensive side of the ball, Denzel Ward and some of the other guys that they're playing with, man, again, dominate front seven, dominate line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, win a lot of football games, Mike. That is a recipe to win a lot of football games. And the other thing about that is you very rarely find yourself out of rhythm as an offense when you can dictate and punish in the running game. And that's how they're built. And because they're built that way, to me, they're going to be a really tough out all the way through this thing. And they don't mind. They don't mind winning a game 14-7 on the road. They're fine with that. They love that. So, yeah, they're a really good football team. And Baker Mayfield, you know what? You can say whatever you want about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield going to keep you in. He's going to keep you on schedule in a game. And he'll make enough big plays. But I don't think – I think that we have actually – they are so good and they are so – the way they're constructed is so good that I think it really – one, it takes a lot of pressure off their quarterback. But it really makes you as a fan base not appreciate Baker's game. Like, Baker's got game. He really does. You know, all the list stuff and all the plant the flag stuff and all the baloney. Like, you've watched and all the commercials, you watch the guy who's got all this stuff, but still, to me, isn't so much about brand building as he is about being a great quarterback. And I will tip my cap and say, you know what? There's a guy that I really questioned coming in that I think has done a really good job for the position he's been put in.
All right. Well, let's see which one of these teams you like the most. Let's get to our picks. And I've got to show some charity and let you go first after you posted a shutout last week.
I went 0-3 again.
0-3. You are 5-7 for the year. I went 2-1. I am 7-5. I'm not exactly covering myself in glory, but compared to you.
But yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, I got to go. Even if I go 3-0 and you go 0-3.
I'd be ahead of you then. By one. Yeah.
I'd be ahead of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be my goal then.
Well, then what do you got?
I went thematic last week.
Show me.
It didn't really work for me. I went 0-3 on theme.
What was your theme?
My theme was. Points don't matter.
Just give them up.
Give them.
Yeah, you went with all favorites last week.
I did.
All right, you going to buck that trend?
Probably not.
No? All right, what do you got?
That's all I really know how to do.
What do you got?
Cowboys -7. Come on. Over the Giants? Cowboys. I'm giving the points.
Again.
You know what? At first you don't succeed, try again.
Sure.
49ers-Cardinals. Man, the 49ers are beat up. Trey Lance isn't quite ready for prime time. I think the Cardinals always play San Francisco pretty tight. Cardinals given 5.5. I'm going to take the Cards.
Ooh, okay.
And then, let's stick with the theme. Colts going to the Ravens. The Ravens, physical, won a big game in Denver last week. feeling pretty good about themselves, you know, set some innocuous record that nobody's ever heard of, but John Harbaugh and you know, the 100-yard rushing games over the course of three seasons. There was only three guys or four guys on our roster when we started this streak, but boy, it's really important to them, even though their quarterback didn't know about it. It's a big one. But you know, I'm a John Harbaugh fan, regardless of, I thought that was a little bit bogus.
Bush.
A little bush league. But that's okay. Hey, be you. So I'm going to go Ravens over the Colts. Colts visiting the Ravens, giving the 6.5. Hell yeah, I'm giving the 6.5.
Just keep giving away points, man.
I'm going to give points. I'm giving points until it rectifies itself.
Rectify? Damn near killed him. Yeah. Okay. That's our own inside joke,
all right,
folks.
Go ahead.
Okay. My picks, I'm going to go. I'm going to take Buffalo.
No, you're wrong.
Going to take Buffalo plus the 3. I think this is a moment in the AFC. Also, I'm going to take the Chargers. Chargers, I rode them last week over the Raiders. They were good to me. I'm going to take the Chargers again, minus the 2.5 over Cleveland. And this one just, I probably should stop and pause because it seems too obvious, but Pittsburgh at home with their whole season on the line, playing a Denver team that's banged up, uncertainty at quarterback. I only have to give up 1 point. I know that's stinky. Something stinky here, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take Pittsburgh minus the 1.
You're so predictable. Oh, mister, I don't want to have to give big points. Ooh, 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 ooh. I hope you get your ass kicked.
Well, come get a taste.
Hey, for everybody involved in the Stink of Truth, for Mike, myself, want to thank the great folks over at Bet Rivers. Bet like a man, Bet Rivers, BetRivers.com, and also my friends at Dude Wipes, keeping me clean as I travel across the country. Check them out, DudeWipes.com. And by the way,
hey guys, always remember the courtesy wipe.
Right.
You'll never go wrong with a courtesy wipe.
Clean crack is a happy crack. That should be the that should be the tagline. Stink 15. And also, you want to tailgate with some great green chili,
ooh,
guys,
yeah.
Check me out at stinkinggood.com for the green chili, chicken green chili, pork green chili, queso dip, you name it. We got it. It's the best in the business. Trust me. That is stinkinggood.com. For everybody involved with the Stink of Truth, thank you so much for listening.